expression is Doris Bennett. The last name is B-E-N-N-I-T, like entangled, T like entangled. Doris, D-O-R-I-S. This is a clinical case of an 89-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. She has a background of carcinoma of the ovary that was treated many years ago with chemotherapy. Whether or not this chemotherapy affected the kidney is not known. The patient has maintained a serum creatinine that is around 2.2, and the BUN is 55. The protein creatinine ratio is elevated. The patient has an estimated GFR that remains around 20 mL per minute, with a proteinuria 238 milligrams in 24 hours. The patient is in a stable condition. Number two, she has a tubular defect and secondary hyperkalemia. This patient has been provided with the information regarding the potassium content in the food. This time, the determination of potassium that was 6 days ago was 5.4 milliequivalents per liter, and it has been as high as 5.9. She knows that she has to stay away from high potassium content food, period. Number two, the patient has hyperuricemia. Uric acid is 7.9. In reviewing the medication list, I found out that she's not taking the Uloric. The prescription was sent via computer to the Walgreens Pharmacy North for Uloric 40 milligrams every day. Following number. Hyperparathyroidism with hypocalcemia. The patient is treated with calcitriol. Following number. The patient has anemia. With a hemoglobin that is 9.8. We are going to check the iron stores, B12, folate, for the next visit. The patient has been chronically anemic, but not enough to be referred to the cancer center. We are going to check the hemoglobin A1C. I'm going to reevaluate the case. In about 5 months, the laboratory workup. We invest 9 minutes in the time reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.